California has been a primary target for law enforcement raids conducted by the federal government. The Trump administration sent the National Guard to Los Angeles in June this year on the premise of the city having substantial criminal problems involving undocumented immigrants. Donald Trump has called out more American cities as targets, including Oakland.
And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to lose our cities over this. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly, as they say.
Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee denies Trump's accusations against Oakland and questions why Trump is targeting cities with mayors whose skin colors are black or brown.
I hope you all know and believe that President Trump's characterization of Oakland is downright wrong. It's wrong. It's fear-mongering, not fact. It's no coincidence, though, that these are cities that have large populations of black and brown people. These are cities, all these cities, where the crime rates are going down. These are the cities that happen to be led by black mayors. What is this about?
According to a report by the Oakland Police Department, violent crime in the city last year was down by 19% compared to the year before. Oakland City Council member Carol Fife calls Trump a convicted felon and claims he is trying to groom Americans.
We're talking about having a president who had Oakland's name in his mouth about crime, who is a convicted felon. A convicted felon trying to talk about Oakland. $134 million was spent in Los Angeles to bring in the National Guard to sleep on floors because there was not the so-called work to be done to protect law and order in Los Angeles. $134 million. What could Oakland do with $134 million? If you care about safety, Mr. Convicted Felon in the White House, if you care about law and order, you would know that the safest cities have the most resources.
That's right.
This, what we're experiencing, is grooming. It's grooming. He knows something about that. Grooming is to prepare us for an abusive relationship that he wants to have with the American people. And if you do it little by little, you will prepare all of us by saying, well, it's for those people. It's for the criminals. It's for the homeless. It's for the immigrants. When we lose our freedoms in this country, little by little, they will erode for all of us.
An immigrants' rights activist describes the conditions for people detained by ICE in San Francisco.
People are just traumatized. They're being held in deplorable conditions that are completely in violation of human rights and, frankly, decency and morality.
He talks about a child in ICE custody.
He was terrified. He was in tears. When I had to explain that his family members had been transferred, he broke down in tears, just feeling left behind. And it was clear that ICE was completely unprepared to hold a child. He had to be in this holding cell. And let me describe it to you. It's just a bare floor, cement floor. They are just given a piece of plastic to use as a blanket. It's inhumane, and it should not be happening anywhere in the world, let alone in the Bay Area.
An increasing number of American mayors are worried about the federal government's threats. Last week, mayors from several California cities gathered in Los Angeles to speak out against the Trump administration. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has had to deal with the deployment of the National Guard in her city. According to data released by the police in D.C., violent crime there is down 26% between 2024 and 2025. The city of D.C. has no state authority to protect itself from a corrupt federal administration. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.